Hi everyone, it's rumbling in Italy. Two of the most active volcanoes in Europe are erupting, Stromboli and Etna, and we want to talk about this today. I mean, if you're following my channel, Campi Flegrei, the super volcano near Naples, is causing rumbling as well, but we have two eruptions now and we want to talk about that. Interesting pictures and spectacular pictures of what these volcanoes are doing, so watch it right now. So Italy's volcanoes are amongst the most active in Europe, and it's rumbling everywhere in Italy, basically. I mean, if you're watching my channel, Campi Flegrei, let's not talk about that. That's too scary right now. Let's talk about those guys. Let's start with Stromboli. So two of them actually have erupted, right? And the authorities are particularly concerned about the volcano on the Mediterranean island that has the same name as the volcano, and that is Stromboli. They have major concern that there could be a major eruption at Stromboli. So what is happening, guys? It looks amazing, and there you can see what is happening if hot volcanic matter and lava is hitting water. You get these steam, these volcanic gases. It looks quite impressive. So large amounts of lava are pouring out of the crater right now and are making their way into the sea with a big cloud of smoke and fumes that are hanging above it all. So you hardly can even see the lava. There's so much smoke. There's great concern that a violent eruption might follow. That's why the authorities have declared the highest alert level, the red alert level. You know, for example, Campi Flegrei right now is at yellow alert. Although we've talked about this in my previous videos, it should be at orange. And then there's red. So red for Stromboli right now. It's an island that is north of Sicily. And at the same time, Mount Etna on Sicily is active again as well. We'll talk about this a little later. So Stromboli, that's a popular tourist destination as well. What about the population on Stromboli? The authorities have called on the population to keep a close eye on the situation and follow all civil protection instructions. I mean, if you see, they're really living on the volcano and it's an island, so it's not that easy to escape quickly unless you have a boat ready. So, I don't know. If I was living there, I'd probably be off that island already. Before all this happened, shortly before that, the INGV, the Italian Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology, had detected a sudden increase in seismic activity. And that is always a sign that something is happening. If you have a sudden earthquake swarm, like a cluster of earthquakes, it could be a sign, or it is mostly a sign, that something's on the move. So magma's on the roof, trying to find a tunnel to build and grind a tunnel to erupt. You have to imagine the magma is like a miner. It has to break through rocks like mining. That's why you have explosions if you're building tunnels. And that's what the magma is doing. And that's why you feel and you have these earthquake swarms. When it's like a worm underground grinding its way up to the top. And then it depends. Is the cap rock layer that's on top of it stable enough to keep the lid on? Or will it erupt? I mean, thankfully, this island is not densely inhabited or something like this. It's only a few hundred people are living on the island. As you can see here, they basically live up the hill of that crater. But it's part of the Aeolian Islands, and that island group is very, very popular with tourists. So many tourists are traveling over the sea to Stromboli from the mainland of Italy or from Sicily to see the volcano or climb on the volcano and have a look at it. So like volcano tourists, so to speak. But Stromboli, it's a spewing giant that never sleeps. Even if there's hikers and there's tourists, they can hear how they describe it. It's angry rumbling at every step. Now it's once again creating this dangerous natural spectacle, because Right now, it's spitting hot lava out that has 1,100 degrees Celsius, including with lava slack and steam. That's all being spit out into the sky, and then the ejected material falls back either into the crater or it slides down this pitch black, they call it schiara del fuoco, like the fire slide, into the sea. And I have pictures here where it's before the eruption. There you can see past eruptions did slide down there as well. And that's where everything's coming down as well right now. So thankfully not in the area where the settlement is. You can see this pretty well here in this video. So since Thursday afternoon local time in Italy, this volcanic island has been on red alert. The lava flow has increased. And we also see a column of ash rising from Stromboli that has reached a height of about 2 kilometers. That's 1.5 miles, something like this. That's why the civil protection has responded and raising the alert level from orange to red. So that means that the volcano will be monitored way more closely than on orange alert level, so to speak. Of course, right now, Stromboli is closed for tourists. The excursion ferries are not allowed to land on Stromboli right now. And I mean, that would be crazy, but I'm sure some tourists would definitely like to go. Probably the ones that like to swim in the Blue Lagoon when there's an eruption and they have the magma chamber underneath. They're always waiting till the last minute with their evacuation. It's closed, makes sense, right? They have sent a fire brigade team and a civil protection delegation to Sicily to monitor the situation with Stromboli from there. That way, the population is being kept informed constantly, both on the evolution of this phenomenon that's going on right now, but also on precautionary measures that are being taken right now to reduce all possible risks, but also continue normal activities. The mayor of the island of Lipari, that's basically the district where Stromboli is also administrated by, and the mayor Riccardo Gullo, he said there's no reason to panic. There's no information about damage or injuries so far. I would panic if I see that and I was on the island and the authorities say red alert level, we're worried about a major eruption. If I was still on Stromboli, I would panic. I'm honest. So Stromboli, that mountain, is about 930 meters high. And the people that are living on it basically live in the shadow of that crater. And that crater does erupt on a regular base. So it's not like that this has been dormant for super long. The inhabitants of this island, I'm pretty sure they remember the eruption that happened on July 3rd, 2019. So it seems basically same time, right? July 4th, July 3rd. There were two serious eruptions on the south side of the crater, and those were the strongest since records began for Stromboli, since they had started to record the events on Stromboli. So, and here you have the number, how many tourists are on this mountain, on this volcano. At that time, 1,000 tourists had to leave the island by boat, by ferries. And then 70 residents, only 70 residents, were evacuated from their homes on the southwest side of Stromboli. And unfortunately, at that time, there was a 35-year-old hiker from Sicily that was killed by this eruption, unfortunately. It was a man that was well known for climbing volcanoes, and he was hiking with a Brazilian friends, and then he was struck by a hail of stones when the volcano erupted. But despite all this looming danger, Stromboli has a magical attraction for tourists and even for celebrities, guys, because one of them had a home on Stromboli until 3 years ago, approximately. And that was the designer duo Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana. They had a mansion there. And it was beautiful. It was surrounded by gardens and over 500 square meters of property with an unobstructed view of the volcano. So you could sit there and watch it and thinking like, oh, when is it coming down on me? They sold it. The mansion now belongs to some Italian entrepreneur. Stromboli is also mentioned in literature, but also in film. So there's a novel, Jules Verne's 19th century adventure novel, Journey to the Center of the Earth. The heroes of the story, they are catapulted back up through Stromboli's crater at the end of that novel. So interesting stuff if you want to read this. And also the Italian well-known director Roberto Rossellini shot the film Stromboli. That was shortly after the Second World War. So Stromboli is well known. So we will have to see what happens. So far, stunning pictures from that volcano. And now we have to wait and see how strong this eruption is going to become, if it's going to be, as they are fearing, more violent and more eruptive. And then we have Mount Etna, another guy. Mount Etna is about 200 kilometers away on the much larger island of Sicily. And that has also erupted and ash rained down on the nearby city of Catania, which is why the airport there, a very important airport for tourism in Italy, imposed a takeoff and landing ban of airplanes for several hours, because the ash that Etna was spewing out in the air, these particles have covered the runways, but also the planes. And then it's way too dangerous to put the planes in the air.
Vengo dalla strada di Tarderia verso Rifugio Sapienza e questo è quello che sta succedendo. Dopo tre ore e mezzo dall'inizio.
And in many towns, their gray-black dust was lying on the streets and on houses, so the ashes are already raining down, and depending on how long this eruption will take, it can get even worse. And so far, of course, it's not super critical, but the ash rain in the city center of Catania has already caused traffic disruptions. Through the night, Mount Etna did spew lava fountains up in the air, and at times that ash cloud, that massive ash cloud that it was spitting out, has reached a height of almost 5 kilometers. So way higher than Stromboli. Stromboli was reaching 2 kilometers, and that's 5 kilometers high above the volcano. But the region was only on the second highest alert level, orange. So they haven't increased it to red so far. And according to the INGV, they say that Mount Etna slowly calmed down again during the night. But definitely Mount Etna, it's very high. It's 3,350 meters high. It's a big, big mountain compared to Stromboli. It's 900 meter, and Etna is almost four times the height, and it's Europe's largest active volcano. And interesting thing here, the height of Mount Etna is changing. And why is it changing? It's changing constantly because of the many eruptions that it has. If there's lava coming out and it's spewing over the edges, it increases the height of the lava, or sometimes it collapses and it's building these cinder cones on top of the mountain. An interesting guy for sure as well. So that was the latest from Italy. I mean, we do not want to imagine that in addition to those two, we would see a Campi Flegrei eruption, because that one is a whole different level if Campi Flegrei erupts. If you want to learn more about that, it's dangerously active right now. Check out my channel, check out the videos in the end screen, subscribe for more so that you're updated on a daily basis by me, by Silky. I would love to have you here. And for my loyal viewers, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for supporting my channel. Thank you so much for the coffees you keep buying me. I'm just having one right now. I made a cold brew. Because it's so hot right now. So the doggies, they're just lying on the cold tiles and the horses are in the shade. I have to make sure they have lots of water. But I want to show you what I'm doing on my farm. I promise this. So I've been active a little bit doing something. At least I have some shade in my machine. So I'll show you that at the end. For those who are new here, I always keep involving my farm life, taking care of the animals, the horses and stuff, so that you get to know me and see what I do and what these coffees that you keep buying me support. So thanks so much for that, guys. Thank you for the supers. You are awesome. Stay cool wherever you are in the hot summer weather. Stay safe, be prepared, be aware, and be on the pulse with Silky. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. And guys, since you said you want to learn more about what I'm doing with the farming, I've got my crusher dust reservoir here. And now I'm taking my machine and I'm bringing it up to the girls' pasture, because what I do is they're all barefoot. I don't need a farrier. Where they eat and where they get their water, I'm putting that crusher dust. So it wears off the hooves just right. I'll show you how I do this. So the horses are in the very, very back. So that is good, because now I can open this up here without them escaping and I don't have to get in and out of the machine. Aren't these wildflowers beautiful? As you can see, one bucket gets me quite a bit, which is good, because one pile of what you see in crusher dust is $1,000 Canadian, so it's expensive, but it's still the better option than paying the farrier all the time, who cuts away too much from the hooves so that they're all lame all the time. So if there's cracks in the hooves or something that needs to be done, I'm the farrier too. I'll just do it myself. I rasp it and I clip it. But usually that does the trick. So that's one bucket. I think I'll add two more. And then these guys are done. And then off to the next one. Maybe you can hear in the background, 4th of July in the US. They're having their fireworks. They always go in a row, one after each other. And the little mare, the black and white, she's the boss. But she's not Mouse. Mouse is the darker one behind her. But as I said, they all listen to this now. Can you come a little faster? They're taking their time. That's my big gray. He doesn't fall for this anymore. It works with the girls. But it doesn't mean that the girls are stupid. They're just nice. So come, 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 come. Come, 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 come. Yeah, Mouse, come. That's Mouse. Mouse, come. Now check out the new gravel. That's mouse. Your mouse. Your mouse. And now I have a roadblock. Charlie always blocks me. Now he goes. Thank you, Charlie. And I'm being stared at right now. She's looking at me and she's wondering, what am I doing? So, guys, thanks for watching. It's very warm here today, so the horses are looking for some shade. And I'm out here. I have to fill up their waters. And then I guess I'm off to a coffee shop and sit in the shade and have another coffee. And check out my channel on a regular basis. There's always going to be some updates for you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Now the other one is staring at me. Thank you so much for watching, guys. It's a blessing to have you on my channel. I just wanted to tell you that. So cheers to all of you, wherever you are, morning, afternoon, evening. Stay safe. I'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.